Folks, I've talked to you about this before. Distilled. You are looking to get a nice pair of denim jeans. It's hard to find a perfect pair. You know how hard it is. You go to different places, stores, outlet malls, whatever. You can't find the jeans that are right for you. This is a James changer. This is a game changer, James. James, this is a game changer. You listen to me, James? It's Distilled, D-S-T-L-D, luxury grade denim, James, at an affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Distilled has starting at just $75. You know, I've talked to you about this before. You have to listen to me. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands in the business. So we skip the markups and middlemen. The result is pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Just go to distilled.com and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Just go to distilled.com now.
Oh, well.
Excuse me. And use the protocol. Use the protocol promo code office at checkout and get 20% off. That's 20. Not two, 20% off jeans. They're already cheap. They're already affordable. Now you're getting 20% off. You just put in the access code. Do it now. That's Distilled promo code office. Five letters. All you need to know, folks. DSTLD.com.
Welcome everybody.
We are live here in beautiful Glendale, California. And say hello to all our friends on the East Coast who I heard are buried in the blizzard of 2018 already. Hope everyone's staying warm. Hope everyone's maybe taking a day off. Is it a snow day today? We don't know. I'll have to look at the weather. I'll give you a full weather report later on today. So we're going to try something brand new. Doug doesn't even know about it. We're going to try using this service called Discord. I put the link in the Facebook Live comment. And it is a seemingly like a potentially a good option on over Skype. And maybe we'll get rid of our bings and bongs. There's only one way to know, and that is by trying it out. So if you're new to Discord. It's very confusing at first, but let's try it out, and let's take a call real quick. And let's take a call.
Discord, Ian MacKay
from Jackson. Jackson, can you hear me? So, you know, Jackson is our
Fugazi Rice of Spring.
Jackson is the guy who created this. So let me see if right away is going to be problems. How do I, Jackson, get in?
What you doing, Doc?
Jackson, how do I get into that call-in pool? Do I need to get into that call-in pool? Can you join? Jackson is typing away.
What's Jackson's last name? Jesse?
Is my phone
Michael?
Ringing? My actual phone ringing?
I heard it. Is it?
What the heck? Skype? Oh, I've got Skype going.
Oh, it's going on the phone.
That's going to be a mess. Let's try something instead. Let's try Brad in Buffalo. Brad, are you there? No. Okay, why? Tell me again how to work this, Jackson. I'm lost, man.
You were doing it with him, weren't you?
Yeah, I was just talking to him. And I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong now. How do I get myself in that call-in pool? Hello?
That's great. Hey, yes, Tim, you're in there.
Oh, hey, Jackson, are you there?
No.
Yeah, now we can hear you. You're in the call-in pool.
What did I do? What did I do? I drag my icon into the call-in pool or something?
No, you just need to click call-in pool, but I think what you did was you had logged out earlier.
Okay, now is somebody else here?
Nope, it's just you and me right now.
Okay.
And then I've unmuted
Brad in Buffalo, but maybe he's not there.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Brad.
He's there, yeah.
Okay. Hey. Listen, first, Brad, before I talk to you, this is it. We've done it.
Right here?
Tim, let's just calm down.
Let's run it for a little bit before we.
Can you hear me, Brad?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, we are communicating at such a high level.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, way in the background.
We haven't done it yet.
No, we haven't cracked that code.
Jackson? That is a pure audio. There's a solution to that we just have to implement.
Sorry, Mr. Jackson.
listen, first, let's acknowledge the king of Discord, Jackson, right here, right now. Jackson, I sent out a clarion call to fans of the show here seeking help on what to do about this audio situation, and Jackson stepped up. He started this Office Hours Discord server, which is what it is. And
hey, the more callers you can get to, the better.
You took the bull by the horns, Jack. And I appreciate it. Now you must be getting walloped because here it says you're in Boston.
Well, I'm not in Boston right now. Unfortunately, I'm visiting family, so I missed the brunt of it.
Oh.
But not excited to get back.
Where are you exactly?
No. I'm in Asheville right now, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Good stuff. What's that? Oh, Doug's got a good piece of music
here. Well, you said right here, right now.
Right here. All right, Jackson. So let me jump to Brad. And,
sure thing.
And Jackson, I guess you're the – if you want this role, you can have it. If you don't, I understand. But – for the next few weeks, maybe you can be sort of the guide of this Discord.
Yeah, you know, I don't mind sticking around while you try to figure things out.
Yeah, I think I've got it figured out, but let's see where it goes. Again,
sure thing.
The most meta show of all time, as we spent the first 5 minutes of the show talking about how the show works, without creating any true content or any true interesting material or any kind of entertainment value,
which is content in itself.
It could be. Could be considered. But now I'd like to turn my undivided attention to the great Brad up there in Buffalo. The Brad boy. Brad, what's going on?
Well, I did put together a little questionnaire.
Ah, okay.
Or it's a get to know Tim for your fan.
Okay. I'll play. I'll bite, as they say. I'll bite.
Absolutely must answer honestly every single question. And at the end, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
It's kind
hearing,
of a,
sorry to interrupt real quick.
Rorschach test.
Jackson, I'm hearing some bing bong.
Jackson, I'm hearing bings and bongs, just so you know. It might be coming from
someone else's from computer. Brad, yeah. Let me just check the settings.
Okay. It might be me, but I wouldn't know how to turn that down.
Okay. So Jackson, maybe you could put in a word in the thing about everyone else turning off their sound notifications.
Check the general chat and please go to your user settings and mute any notification.
Now I want to get those sound effects and just keep dropping them.
No.
Once you figure it out.
All right, Brad, your questionnaire. I will bail on this so quickly your head will spin if I'm not enjoying it, but good luck to you.
Okay, awesome. First question is, who is your favorite president?
I gave you this.
Great question.
Great question. I don't do favorites, as I say, I don't do favorites. Favorite president, Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt.
What the son hell? Of a bitch. That's literally the correct answer. Okay. If you could add.
That's Doug, by the way, that scumbag. Get out of here, would you?
You could add being smart or good looking to your repertoire. Which would you choose?
If I could add smart or good looking to my repertoire, those are already the top two repertoires in my repertoire. So you'd have to.
Your all time favorite song from 2001.
I don't know.
Butterfly by Crazy Town or Cruisin' by Gwyneth Paltrow and Huey Lewis?
Cruisin'.
Which is your favorite of Bruce Springsteen's emotions? Confused confidence or touchy-feely dementia?
Confidence.
the California Sport Performers, the Utah Jazz, or the Glendale Ice Comets?
This is a bummer, isn't it? Brad, you're losing me, baby.
All right, which is your favorite Dylan album?
I kind of like these questions. Right. I didn't know there was a Glendale Ice Comets team.
I'm trying to determine whether or not you're making some of this up or these are real things.
Tim, I just looked up the Huey Lewis song.
Which is your favorite Dylan album?
It's real.
What's my favorite Dylan album? I don't do favorites. If you had to put a gun to my head.
Bob Dylan's Greatest Hits Volume 2.
If you had to put a gun to my head, I'd say Blood on the Tracks.
If you had to choose between being a little person or a black person, which would you begrudgingly choose?
I wouldn't begrudgingly choose to be either of those people. How dare you, you scumbag.
Which is your favorite county in Ohio, Licking County or Richland County?
I'm not familiar with either. I can't make a determination on that.
Hall or Oates?
Hall. Hall! Is your
favorite type of cancer?
Favorite type of cancer? I'll say prostate.
Non-Hodgkin lymphoma, because there's no Hodgkin in there.
How many more of these?
Guitar player of all time, Neil Sean from Journey or CC DeVille of Poison?
Journey.
Who would win in a fight? The boss from Who's the Boss or the unfunny girl from the Ghostbusters remake?
The unfunny girl from the... Now I'm just going to say the first thing that comes to my head, which is the right answer, the remake.
Who is your favorite libtard, Michael Moore or Gorgeous George?
Gorgeous George.
I'm laced with AIDS or champagne laced with complete hands and feet amputation?
Yes.
Which is your favorite?
All right, we've muted Brad and we're moving along to Charlie Shrimp Boat. Charlie!
He really had comprehensive.
Good, how are you?
Question.
What's a beautiful thing about this is the way he set this up is people are now putting, Doug, if you can see this, they're putting their name and their location in there.
That's cool.
And so all I do is unmute these freaks and then we're talking. How about Charlie?
I'm on a train going to New York City.
Oh, yeah. Well, how's that? The trains are running?
Yeah, trains are running 8 hours.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
You just went into a tunnel or something?
You went into a tunnel. Tim, all right. What's up?
How do I feed my child? He won't eat anything.
Well, how old is he? She. He.
He's
she.
17 months.
17 months?
Starve him out.
I need some fatherly advice.
Starve him out.
Starve him out, Doug says. 17 months, the same age as my boy. When was he born?
Oh, really? He was born August 2nd.
I got it October 7th myself, so slightly different.
Nice Halloween birthday.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think. I mean, that's really my wife's department. I'm not really into the feeding the kids thing, although I did make my daughter some pancakes this morning.
Switch them to the All Three Musketeers diet.
Yeah, Doug saying All Three Musketeers.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, just chop them up.
A little nougat
wouldn't hurt. Get those taste buds going.
Get them calories in them. Yeah. What do you do? Oatmeal? Yeah, you try oatmeal? Some instant oatmeal?
Yeah, he likes oatmeal.
Bananas?
Yeah, but like he eats bananas, but vegetables. He doesn't eat any vegetables.
It's all right. They don't need to be eating vegetables. It's hard to eat vegetables.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't eat vegetables. I eat salads.
Yeah.
I eat broccoli. I eat
sounds like you do.
Beans. Like you kidding me? I'm eating so many frickin' string beans. Kabosh.
All right. String beans.
Listen, Charlie, get back. Get safe. Get home. We're going to keep flying through calls because this is awesome.
Where's he going on that train? Keep going with him.
I was watching last night, Doug. Have you seen the where your hometown, we're not speaking of that, but I finally watched that Chicago documentary. Did you watch that?
That's a Chicago documentary?
Oh, Mazzini, it is.
Who's doing it?
I don't know. I think it was Ken Burns.
Burns?
No, about the group Chicago.
Oh, well, okay. Now I'm not as excited. But I'll watch any music. Any music documentary.
Has anyone seen the Chicago documentary?
I'm down.
Check in with me. Let's see. Check in on this show if you want to talk about the Chicago documentary. Cheen from the southern half of the United States. Cheen.
Gene.
Hey, thanks, Tim. Yeah, I'm not using my real name, and I'll explain why in a second. I do have a sincere question. I'm in the comedy community here in a local southern town. I don't want to get too specific with it.
This is getting juicy. I like it already.
Birmingham.
No,
okay. A good friend of mine earlier in the year was sexually assaulted by another performer at the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really,
which is perfectly legal, by the way.
I want to be totally lighthearted about it, but it just has been wrapping through my head a lot. So
okay. I won't make any jokes because we can't make jokes anymore. Go ahead.
The theater did a really poor job of handling the situation. Mm-hmm. The incident happened at one of the theater's owner's homes. The performer who was assaulted came to the theater and insisted that they implement a sexual harassment policy and sexual assault policy. And the theater has really been dragging their feet on doing this. And I don't know how to feel about the people who both are part of the theater that are being petty about this and about the people in the community that are supporting the theater as opposed to the person who was assaulted.
That's okay.
I know this kind of stuff happens in Hollywood. And how do you have gain respect again for those people who you feel didn't handle this situation well, or maybe didn't believe the person who was assaulted? You get
what
I'm
saying?
Like,
how do you? Question. I've been dealing with this year because, it's like percolated. This kind of stuff percolates up around us. Where you had over the summer, you had the Cine family, situation, which I don't know if you're familiar with that story. It was a theater in Hollywood that, was like an independent, they would show cool stuff. They'd have cool screenings. We've done a ton of stuff there.
Independent, small mom and pop theater that kind of showed very highly curated stuff.
Right. Yeah. And they were always really nice to us. We would have a lot of premieres there. And I would do benefits for them and stuff and, you know, help them keep going. As far as I knew, it was just, it was a great place to do cool stuff. And there really aren't a lot of places like that, you know.
I think that's really cool.
Shut the fuck up. So, I'm just not used to I can't tell if it's the caller, Doug. It's my thing.
What's up? I'm not even talking.
I know. Doug is adding these.
Well, we got to get Jackson to feed my sound into the callers.
I know. So, anyways, my point is, the story broke over the summer that these guys running it, who I know, but how do I know them? I know them when I go to their theater and have a drink and like basically say thanks for letting us do this. You know, that's really the extent of my relationship with these people. And this story comes out that they've been like running, you know, they've just been shitty to their employees and sexually harassing women that work there and all the sorts of allegations. First of all, I don't know if any. It's hard to know what's true, what's not true. Second of all, I don't want to, as soon as it comes out, you just like back off. Like, I'm out. Don't have anything to do with these people. Fuck off. Sorry, this is happening. I don't know. I'm not here to judge anybody, but I don't want to have anything to do with it. So your situation is, it sounds like you should just get out of this theater and not be a part of them anymore is the vibe I'm getting.
Well, here's the thing, though, is that everyone who's in the community is really wonderful, right? Like the people who I perform with, the people who do other shows that I hang out with. It's really the theater.
Well, what is this theater without you and these people? What is the theater without you and these people?
Well, that's what I've been saying. You know, I'm like, we should send emails to this theater telling them that we're not performing until they do the right thing. But there's people who are pushing back on that. And I guess my question is, how do I gain my respect back from them? That they think, well, I don't want to go too much into detail, but essentially that they think that what happened to this woman is not assault, despite it meeting the definition of assault.
Well, but that's the thing. So I'll give you another example. There are gray lines. There are issues that are confusing, that hard time to defining. But if it spurs the conversation, if it creates, if it opens it up for discussion, then the theater's reaction, again, I don't know the details. I don't know who you are. I don't know anything about this. But the logic dictates that if there's even a whiff of it, or if there's anyone that feels that they've been wronged or hurt in any way, then it is the theater's responsibility to create a policy, to create guidelines, to create safe space for this person or for people in the future, because it could get even worse. You know, it could get worse, right? It could, if something truly bad could happen, and then the theater's liable for not having a policy in place.
Tell them what you're telling us. Say,
well, we are. I mean, I guess my question is, and I think we're all on the same page on this, is just that when this is done, right, like the policy will have to be implemented. How do you move, like, how do you get that respect back for those people, you know? Like,
well, that's
sure there's people you've worked with that you don't necessarily agree with.
It's got to come from the theater. The theater's got to say, listen, we hear you. We hear that this is an issue, obviously, in the world that everyone's paying attention to closely now. There's no tolerance for any kind of for any kind of sexual assault or sexual misconduct or taking advantage of somebody, and we don't tolerate it. Now, if there's a situation where you have a person that's just making stuff up that or you know is you know then that has to be you know. Examined closer, or there has, you know, there couldn't be a process put in place. But listen, I can't get into any anymore because it gets, all I can tell you is, either bail on this theater. There's other, it can't be the only place. I mean, I don't know where you're calling from. So maybe it is the only place. Sounds like it might be the only place, but start your own shit and create an environment that is, that lives up to your own standards. Kapoosh? Are you there? Are you kidding me now?
After all that.
Sheen?
I'm here.
Okay. I just said, does that make sense?
Oh, sorry. I was responding. It must not have come through. It does make sense. I appreciate you talking to me about
it. Thank you very much.
I was saying the Electric Sun trial was really funny.
Thank you.
I'm glad I got to take a look at it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Gene. Take care. Reasonable man. I wish him the best. I'd like to know more. Don't you want to know the details of that whole thing?
Send us the dirt.
Hey, sorry to interrupt, Tim. It's Jackson again.
Hey, Jackson. What's going on?
I heard, Doug, you mentioned that you wanted to get your bumps into the
Jackson, Discord. It's not your fault. It's like some hardware on our end that we probably
Are you able to put your voice – or sorry, are you able to put Tim's microphone and your bumps into a mixer
so it's
an aggregate input?
Well, we are going into a mixer, but I think it's after – it's after you guys. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
We have one more step to add to this.
Yeah.
One more element to the chain here.
Maybe we can try that after the show. Yeah.
It's a hardware situation.
Thanks, Jackson.
Okay. No worries.
I'm going to go to, Chris
Hey,
Chris in Paris.
I want to say already, I love
Chris in Paris. We've got Chris in Paris. Chris is in Paris. Yes, he is.
We do?
I want to say that I love y'all, both of you so much.
Is this Paris, Texas?
No. I was born in Texas, though.
I know.
But I was born in Texas. I have a text document named For Tim. So, and just before I use it, I want to sing just a little verse of a song.
You have a what? I'm sorry. I missed before you begin. What did you say? You have a what?
A verse from a song I just want to sing. It's really simple.
Okay.
Justice for you all.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you. I love that song.
Thank you.
Okay. On one of the vape episodes, I wanted to know, does it ever stick with you sometimes? The characters that you portray, like very fucked up characters with the vape, does it ever come back and stick to you sometimes?
Sticks to me. No, but I did enjoy, I did end up enjoying vaping for a little while. Not anything like drug related, just sort of the,
because
I used to smoke. And so I was like, oh, this is kind of nice. It's kind of a nice kind of replacement thing, but I don't do it or anything, you know. But when I was doing it, I kind of got into it.
Right. I used to smoke, and I'm on the vape pen also.
It looks so ridiculous.
Yeah, but you take hits from it so well, though. Thank you. Right.
All right, thanks, Chris. How's Paris doing? You enjoy it over there?
Somewhat, but I do miss these, the United States.
You speak French?
Oui, je parle français.
Oh.
What do you do there in France from Texas, man?
Not much right now. Wish I could be doing a little more.
What brought you out there?
My parents. I was 21 when we moved back into France and started having epilepsy. So I didn't really have a choice to really stay in Texas.
Wait, speaking of vaping, what do you take the CBD oil to combat the epilepsy?
I actually wish I could. I've ordered some, and I noticed that it helped, but much like in around the world, it doesn't work.
That's too bad.
Wait,
all right. Well, we
I love you guys.
Love you, Chris, and all the best.
Wish you too.
I have to tell you, I don't want to put the cart between the horse. Put the cart between the horse. Why is my mic so shitty, Doug?
We'll follow up.
Hey, Colin.
Mine's shitty, too.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. We're trying to, all the levels look good.
It's we got some background noise. Someone's at a diner.
Colin, what are you doing in New York?
I apologize. I'm currently working.
Can I check the coffee?
I'm dying. Can you check the coffee?
You just spoke to my friend Charlie on the train. He's actually heading into work.
Oh, yeah. So and, you guys can work today? Yeah.
So the work together,
the city, is the city open for business?
It is. We work in sports television. It's great. It's a lot of fun.
Sports television.
Yeah.
ESPN? FS1? CBS Sports.
Correct.
And what's your big, what are you looking for? You're looking at the AFC playoff weekend coming up, huh?
I hate it. I hate them all. But
so what do you do? You do like IT, you do web stuff,
graphics.
Yes. Bam, flying in, stats.
Exactly. But I want to do the stuff on your show, you know, not these stupid sports graphics. I want to do the fun stuff.
I know. It's like you've trained and you've become talented, at the technical end of the career here. You've got a knack for it. You love TV. You love entertainment. You love comedy, and you're applying your skills and you're probably making a decent living, but you're living in New York, so
yeah, it's tough, man. I live in Astoria. It's a great neighborhood, but it's expensive.
But you got to be in your 20s.
I'm 28.
All right, well,
so you know, I'm getting there. I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Okay, so in Tim and Eric, there was an episode where Eric gave Tim hair essentially in a milkshake to make him a real man.
Yes.
And I was curious what was actually in that drink.
Well, that was a long time ago. I probably don't remember the specifics. I imagine it was like milkshake. you know, it was like milk and, you know, like a smoothie or something like that, that they whipped up. And then that fake hair, that's her wig hair. And it was the grossest thing. Maybe one of the grossest things I've done, and
I loved it.
Yeah,
it was my favorite.
Well, thanks, Colin.
You're my favorite. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, look at that. I'm just going through this list, and this is. I mean, we got to be. Oh, look at this, David calling in from West Palm Beach. David,
the floor is yours. David.
Hello, David.
Hello, David. Hello, David.
David, no. Oh, David's gone. All right. Is Dope sick there?
Yo, what's up, bro?
Hey, brother Rudder. Hey, brother from another mother.
Bro, how you doing, dude?
All right. What you calling? Where you calling from, brother?
Bro, I'm calling from, you know, Dallas, Texas.
Cool. Oh, cool.
Another Texas boy. And yeah, are you from Paris originally? From France?
Old Texas boy, you know, just calling to see how you boys are hanging out, you know.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you put the dip in the upper deck, or do you put it in the bottom lip?
You know, I like the bottom left, you know.
Now, do you gut it, or do you spit it? Or do you...
Okay. See you later.
Tim, I had a great conversation
I'm sorry.
With him.
I got a Swede on the line that I've got to talk to.
A Swede?
Eric.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Eric is not actually my real name.
Okay. What is your real name?
Samuel.
Hello, Samuel. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine.
I'm a little bit starstruck, I gotta say.
Is this your first time calling?
Yes, and pretty much my first time listening as well.
Oh, well, we've been doing this show for over a year, so maybe I should have been listening earlier.
Yeah, I did check in at the beginning, and I listened to the Sam Hyde one, which I was very interesting.
Very interesting, yes. A lot of people share that part of the show.
What happened to Sam Hyde lately? What's he up to?
We don't know. He's not online, I suppose.
Maybe he's hiding.
Now, Samuel, how can I help you today?
Oh, I didn't really prepare like a questionnaire or a song or anything for you.
That is okay. We can just have a nice conversation and just get over it and get into it.
Yeah, sure.
How's
I
life?
Don't know.
Is everything okay? Where are you calling from and in Sweden and all these other things?
Yeah, we're pulling along, I guess.
And is it very cold as usual at this time of day?
Yes. I'm actually going to take a swim in the ocean later today.
That seems like a really cold way to go.
Yes. It's definitely very cold, but it's good for the immune defense.
Ah, yes.
Like I never get sick. I haven't been sick for over 2 years.
Is it the Atlantic Ocean or some sea?
I think it's the Baltic, isn't it?
You tell us. I've never been on there, so I'd love to go and see the sights and do all the things you do as you go there.
Yeah, you should do like a comedy show over here or something.
I'd love to go. It takes a long time on the planet.
You know, I would love to go to Sweden, Tim. Can we go there and do a show?
Yeah, we'll go there.
You know, my parents reckon that my family's from there, but, you know, with the results are coming in a few weeks.
Oh.
My dad took the swab.
We got big news, everybody. Doug Liebenhop has got himself a 23andMe coming these days. I did one of those.
Where are you from? It says you're 20% Pennsylvanian.
I'm 99. I'm like mostly German, Irish, and English. Pretty exciting stuff.
And then what's the other 1%?
You know, I've got some Neanderthal in me. Neanderthal.
I could tell that.
Easy. All right, Eric. Well, we wish you the best, and I respect you for doing what you do.
Hey, quick question.
Yes.
Are you going to be doing any more podcasts like Duncan Trussell's or Comedy Bang Bang anytime soon?
Fuck that. They ought to pay me to do that shit. I provide top-notch content.
He does the Poundcast.
I do Poundcast.
Exclusively.
And then I do this show right here. This gets podcasted, gets turned into a podcast.
You want me to flip the script and ask him questions like, you know, that kind of thing?
I just want those people to know, those rats out there with their podcasts. Hey, can you do my podcast, man? It'd be really be really great for you to come down. You could promote shit. Oh, sure. I'll come down. I'll create 90 minutes of free content. And what do I get out of it? Nothing.
You're very shrewd.
So come with bags of money, baby. And then I'll go on there. I'll do my Rock and Roll Gary. I'll do my comedy sketches that come out perfectly every time. They're like perfectly cooked cookies. Thank you very much for that.
I do agree. Thank
I
you,
do
Tim.
Agree too. I agree as well. So I agree with both of those things. I wish this mic sounded better. Does my mic sound like shit out there, or is it just in my head?
Sounds good, Tim, actually.
Who's this? Jason? Jason from Virginia.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Is a little bit of ruffle, like you're having a Ruffles chip.
Right on. Just want to send a shout out to the two groups, Ferrari Heads Unite. Just curious if you're going to be, reading this new book that's, seems to be, poking a hornet's nest in Washington, D.C. right now.
Well, you have a bad sounding voice.
There's a weird connection going on.
Are you talking about the Steve Bannon book?
It's not the Steve Bannon book. It's the Michael Wolff book. But it features quotes from Steve Bannon. Yes. Yeah.
Do you hear that Trump likes Bannon now? Bannon books.
Ooh,
good joke or not?
That is a fine joke, Doug. I think that's a fine joke. I'll tell it a little better. Watch this. I can't believe this. What a week it's been. You know, it's been, we had Bannon throwing bombs at Trump, Trump throwing bombs at Bannon. But now, from what I understand, that Trump loves Bannon again. He's back in Bannon's good graces. He's, in fact, he's banning books. What the hell? You stepped on the punchline.
Well, Tim, because you fucked up the timing, with all due respect.
I respect that.
I feel... I'm so rude. I apologize. I'm a huge fan of yours.
I appreciate that. Listen, I'll talk about that book if you'd like, Jason. But I must ask you to refrain from speaking because of your connection is very garbled.
Fuck's sake.
No, don't worry about it, man. We'll talk later, okay? We'll talk later.
Thank you.
Why can't I mute him? Oh, I see. You're Free Basin Jason. That's who you are. Okay, let's talk to Jason from Virginia. Jason from Virginia. Hi.
Hey, Tim. How are you?
Would you care to talk about the Michael Wolff book for a few minutes, or do you have other things you want to go through?
I had a question about fatherhood, but we could talk about the Bannon book if you want to.
Well, let's get through the Bannon book. And here, I'm of course enjoying the chaos that it's creating and the fact that it's driving Trump nuts. And I imagine that there's a number of things that are accurate in terms of the vibe and the feel and the general state of things. But it's a good idea to read up on the author of this book and understand that you can't take everything in the book literally. And there's most certainly some hyperbole and some fiction happening there. And we have to be better than them when it comes to this kind of stuff, because this kind of stuff happens on the other side where a bunch of, bullshit comes out and we get upset about it. But if it's coming out on the other side, you can't just start lapping it up and loving it because it's, you know what I mean? But I'll also say that from what I understand, there's been a lot of, there's tapes, or he's taped a lot of people. So a lot of stuff, it sounds like, is true. Enough of it is true that you can probably assume certain big things. You understand that?
Absolutely.
Doug, any thoughts?
I was getting the drum beat ready. I missed the whole thing. But what's this book that's coming out? Can you be specific? What is it about? Who wrote it?
It's the first year of the Trump presidency, Michael Wolff. A controversial journalist, writer, was embedded in the West Wing for a year.
Sounds like chaos.
Huh?
Sounds like chaos.
Sounds like a big old fine mess, which we all knew, it certainly validates what I've been saying, everyone's been saying since this dipshit showed up on the scene.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tim.
As a political force, that he's an idiot and he's bad and he's, corrupt and bad and full of bad intentions, surrounds himself with bad people. It certainly validates that side, and it seems to be that's fairly more or less accurate.
Well, how about this for a devil's advocate? Taxes are down. Taxes are down.
Taxes are down.
North Korea is reaching across the aisle to be friends with South Korea.
Okay.
And that's why I there's plenty of other, the economy's
stock
up.
Stock market is through the roof.
It's up, Tim. What do you have to say to that?
I'm greatly benefiting.
And that's why I'm playing the Star Spangled Bannon.
Now, Jason.
What do you have to say about those facts, Tim, huh?
Those are facts.
That's what they're going to say to you when you say this dipshit.
Well, listen, I'll tell you this. This is what I'll say to that.
Yes.
Is the North Korean? Are the North Koreans talking to the South Koreans? Apparently, that's happening. I would. Many people argue who are much more expert on the subject than I, that this is being seen as a removing the United States from the equation because they can't be trusted or believed or So we're potentially losing an ally in South Korea in this process. Could be a tactical move from Kim Jong-un. We don't know. I'll tell you one thing, which I've said many times on this show, where this is going to end up, if it doesn't end up in nuclear war, which I pray to God it does not, is it ends up with a the international community accepting North Korea as a nuclear power.
Tim, I got an idea.
Whoa. Okay, I won't finish my thoughts.
Today. Oh, sorry.
No,
sorry.
I won't. Nobody cares what I think. My family at home doesn't. My friends, my close friends, Doug here, doesn't care. And the audience apparently doesn't care either. So I will say goodbye.
Don't leave.
Tim, no, please. What?
Well, look. Well, if we don't go to nuclear war, I have a solution.
Go ahead.
Go solar.
He does amuse me. I'll give him that.
Cole?
He does amuse me. We created this idea that we cannot accept a nuclear North Korea, but the rest of the world is going to say, including South Korea, is going to say, well, that's too bad because that's what we got. And what are you going to do about it? We don't have a plan. We don't have a solution for that. So that's what it is. And who knows? Maybe they deserve to have it. I don't care. Don't use it, but I understand wanting it because we have it. Everybody wants the new thing. Everybody wants the new TV. You want a nuclear arsenal if you are a world power. If you want to be considered a world power, you certainly want a nuclear arsenal, or you want to have strong.
So you want to have a nuclear arsenal that if you use, it's pretty much the end of.
Well, this is mutually assured destruction. This is the very large concept that's guided the 20th century, and into the 21st century, is that if you don't have a nuclear weapon, you are essentially at the whims of the world powers. You don't have control over your own destiny. If you do, you are on equal terms. You are on equal playing field with the China and the United States and Russia. And so there you go. I mean, that's where you want to be. If you're a country, big enough country, have your own ideas on how the world should work, then you're going to have a nuclear arsenal. All right? Now, what about fatherhood?
You know,
Jason.
Yes.
What is your big question you have for me today?
So that leads me into thinking, so I've got this 9-month-old beautiful baby boy and two crazy pups.
I'd love to smack on them. What?
What do I do?
What's the question?
What do I do? How do I take care of them? How do I help them make sense of the crazy world?
Well, you don't have to worry about that yet. I mean, you just have to keep them alive, give them love, give them attention, teach them how to speak, teach them how to
green beans,
wipe their ass, teach them how to change their own diapers. That's the first thing I taught my son when he was 6 months.
Change his own diapers?
Yep, when he was 6 months old.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Oh, it's changed everything around
the
house.
He doesn't go to the bathroom, he just changes his own diapers?
He changes his own diapers. My daughter's 4 now, and she changes her own diapers.
Come on.
And
so what does he put himself up on the changing station and throw those legs behind the ears and then
he
goes to town?
He wipes. He puts a little diaper cream on it.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you a funny story. My daughter, I was taking her into school today, and I can't remember how the subject of president. Oh, she was singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which ended in, "You'll go down in history like George Washington." Right?
Uh-huh.
And I go, "You know who George Washington was? He was our first president." And she goes, "Yeah, I know, but he's dead." And I go, "That's right. He died a long time ago." I said, "Do you know who the president is now?" She says, "Donald Trumpet." And I did not encourage that, but I do not correct her as well.
Right.
And then I said, "Do you know who the president before him was?" "Obama." And she goes, "Oh, yeah." She kind of remembered that, Obama. And then I said, "Oh, this will be fine. I'll go back as far as I can go back." And I said, "The president before that was Bush." And that just made her laugh so much, Bush. Because she said, bush? You mean like from behind a bush? I said, yeah. And then I said, before that's Clinton. She said, uh-huh. And I said, and then before that was another bush. And she thought that was, she goes, another bush? From behind a bush? And it went on and on. I got all the way back to Wilson. So that's what you got to do, is teach the children the presidents of the 20th century.
Got it.
Thank you, Jason.
Love you guys.
Love you.
We care strongly for you as well.
I don't know about love. What about this? What about Kalik? No.
Kalik?
Jason. Jason?
Finally, a real name.
Jason, are you there? No, Jason.
Tim, you got to click on there. You got to.
No, I don't. Kalik?
Click on it. Click there. Click that. That'll bring him on.
Hello? Kalik? Jason?
We need Jackson back. No, I swear, it looked different. It was like blue when it went live or something.
I'm unmuting a few people here.
Everything working okay?
Hey, yeah. Well, I think just people might have gone quiet. Corin? Is Corin there? Do people...
Tim, I think your audience dried up. This is it. This is all they can take. They've had enough.
Who's this? Who's in there? I hear somebody.
Huh? What's up, man? Who's Kalki.
Oh, Kalki. How are you, Kalki?
Yeah, Mr. Samurai. I've been good. Happy New Year, Tim. How are you?
You know what? We are 45 minutes into the show. You're the first son of a bitch that's wished me a Happy New Year.
When's someone going to say Happy New Year to Tim? Come on now.
Happy New Year to me.
Happy New Year to me.
Happy New Year to Timmy. Happy New Year to me. Happy New Year.
Hey, I just wanted to shout out real quick about the baklava episode. I had my mom see that. I had to have her see you in that scene where you say, I gotta have my sweets. I've got to have my sweets.
That could be a meme.
It should be.
We could turn that into a babe. We could turn it into a babe.
Oh, my God.
We could turn it into a meme. Uh-huh. Hey, are people chatting? Are people chatting in this Discord? Is there a chat going on?
Yeah, there's a chat. There's a general chat. It's popping off.
Cool. This is great. Hello. Doug, what do you think of Discord? You got to get this app, Discord. Hello. Oh, hey, who's this?
Hello.
Who keeps going, hello, hello, hello?
Yeah, who's going hello?
That's me, sorry.
Is that Jason?
Oh, is that Doug?
That's Jason. Yeah, okay. I don't know what was happening before, but here, I'll see you. Have a good time, guys.
Wait a minute, no. Stay,
Jason,
stay put.
What do you got to say, Jason? Say what you got to say.
Now. Stay with us.
Stay put, Kalik. This is pretty cool, I have to admit. And look at Doug, when people talk, they light up, right?
Ah.
You do.
So, Jason, tell me a little bit about yourself. You're calling in from Austin.
Yeah. What's up, man? How's it going?
Pretty good.
I'm a musician.
Oh, did you see that new Chicago documentary?
No, I didn't. When you were saying that, I was like, I haven't listened to Chicago in like 10 years.
Oh, man. They're mm-hmm. good. You know what? I got to say, I was like, you know what? I like those guys. You got, Saturday in the park. Oh, I hope it was the 4th of July. Oh. Saturday, and then you don't like that. What if just do the worst? What?
Let's just hear another
25 or 6-2-4.
I'll
do. Sitting for the break of day. But this is the one. Well, they don't have it on. This is Peter Cetera, who of course. We use in our show. I'm just going to search for it. This one really brought me back when they played this one. Check this out. Watch this. This is a funny song. If I can get it going here. Come on now. Push it.
Push
it. Remember this, Doug?
Of course.
You know our love was meant to be the kind of love to last forever.
They made so many records. They made like
And I want you here.
It was like Chicago 1, Chicago 2, Chicago 3, Chicago 4. And then it was like Chicago 15, Chicago 16. So many chords.
You're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration. You bring feeling to my life. You're the inspiration.
Love somebody.
That's great, isn't it?
Only one I know. It is pretty good.
No, there's. Are you kidding me? Saturday.
Wait, Tim.
What about this one? Hold on.
Here's my question. It's not really a question, but. Do you think it's funny, like, in the 70s, how there's, like, bands were just like, my band's called Boston. Mine's called Chicago. I'm Kansas.
Well, Chicago started as a group called Chicago Transit Authority. And then they just, CTA. This song's fucking great. Listen to this. This is the early Chicago. Oh, yeah! Oh, I'm gonna take a shit on this song! Listen to how good this groove is. You could use this as a sample, right?
Good.
Were you jumping around when you were watching the
doctor? Oh, I was. My wife went right to sleep. She's like, "You can watch this. I'm just gonna go right to sleep." I was up there in the bed dancing. Here we go. Woo-hoo-hoo! Listen how good this. Down. Woo-hoo! Cocaine music.
Cocaine music.
Oh, I know this one.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Oh. Anyways, we're gonna get kicked off Facebook. We keep playing the Chicago music.
Oh. That's right.
Just play it backwards.
Well, my bed is very messy. Got whiskers on my chin. Never had no problems because I'm always paying the rent. I got no love.
Yes, I am.
And I love her so.
What does he say?
I'm a man. Yes, I am. And I can't help but love you so.
Okay. Yes, I am. All right. Well, listen, I got to take some more calls.
Yeah, thanks.
Wait,
so
did
much.
He ask a question?
Yeah, good to meet you, friend.
Bye, friend. I don't know.
We just
hey, Tim, about... real quick, before you go to the next caller, yes, do you sir. Mind throwing the Discord invite on Facebook again so more people know about
oh,
it?
Oh, sure. Let's see how we do that.
Let me see.
I think I know how to do it.
I'm going to direct message you a permanent link, though.
Oh, yeah. I think I made it a permanent link, but why don't you do it?
Okay,
go
good.
Ahead and do
okay,
that now.
Then that should be fine.
But go ahead and do that.
Sure. Give me one
wait,
second.
Can I ask one question since I'm still here?
Yes.
When did you figure out that you're like, okay, I'm going to have kids? Like, I know, cause it seems like you're on the creative direction process.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like? Does that ever get in your way? Like, was it in your way for a
got
while?
Got in my way this morning. I was trying to do something and I had to take my daughter to school. I was like, come on. I can't do everything at once. Can't figure out how to get the invite link to this thing.
Okay. I just, direct messaged you on Discord.
You did? Okay. I'll copy it. Listen, the good outweighs the bad by a factor of 1,000 with the kids. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, first of all, you gotta have a partner that wants to be in on that scene. Can't do it alone. My wife, she carries most of that weight in that household. Cause I gotta go out there and be, and create, and make a living for us. Constantly got 10 things juggling.
There's another song, Tim.
Go ahead.
Boy, you gotta carry that weight.
There you go. That's not Chicago, though.
I didn't say it was.
What if the Beatles called themselves the Liverpool Lads?
What think if they're just called Liverpool?
Liverpool.
Boston, Kansas, Foreigner, oh, Asia, Europe. There's a band called Europe.
Europe.
Like, how about this for a band, Tim? A concert. Chicago, Boston, Kansas. For diversity, Foreigner.
I'm going to talk to Aaron. Aaron, are you there? Aaron Hatch?
Hey, what's up? Can
hey.
You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Hey, so have you heard
America?
The new Springsteen release, that Passaic show?
No.
That's the greatest thing. He has never released a show before that sounds good. This is 1978.
Oh,
Bob Clear Mountain.
Well, I heard that. I'm sorry to interrupt. I heard that Hammersmith Ballroom.
That one's good too, but what Clear Mountain did with this release last week for Christmas, Tim, I can't believe it.
How do I get this,
pal? It sounds so good.
How do I get it? Where is it?
I would just not.
Well, you can download it from his website, just the audio, but just started to sync the audio to the video.
Oh. So wait, from Bruce Springsteen's website? No.
You can get the audio on his site. You can also go to arcadeatnight.com, and that's where I'm putting up the videos. It's for free.
Arcadeatnight.com.
Yeah, check it out.
Oh, man. You're not really a Springsteen fan, are you, Doug? Or are you becoming one now?
I think he's great.
Tim, the only sad thing is that this specific show doesn't have...
God, turn that off. It's so loud.
Doesn't have what?
It doesn't have Racing in the Street, and he played it every night of that tour almost. So this is like,
oh, really?
The show doesn't have Racing in the Street.
I'm going to give you. I'm going to give
it's
you.
Still amazing.
I'm going to, because you're such a great guy, and you've given me this new lease on life. I'm going to sing you an a cappella version of Racing in the Streets.
Well, you did it to me a year ago.
I did.
Thank God.
I got a '69 Chevy with a 396. Fuley heads out of hearse on the floor. She's waiting down tonight in the parking lot outside the 7-Eleven store. Me and my partner, Sonny, built her straight out of scratch. And he rides with me from town to town. We only run for the money, got no strings attached. We shut them up and we shut them down. There we go.
We shut them down.
Tonight, the strip's just right. I won't blow them off my first heat. Summer's here and the time is right. Racing in the streets. Well, we take all the action we can
meet,
and we cover all the Northeast states. When the strip shuts down, we run them in the street. From the fire roast to the interstate. All right. Thank you.
That's enough. Thanks.
You know what's a fun? Thanks. Thanks for the update on that. I love the boss, and I love those videos that you put up. That's cool.
For sure, man.
You're the
cool. I'll post some more of them, but yeah, check it out.
Thanks, Aaron. All right, Doug, you know it's a funny Chicago thing they did that you might be able to find? In the 80s, they did a remix, or they did like an 80s version of 250624 or 624.
They did a what?
They did like an 80s power, like power, whatever you call it. Not ballad, but you'll hear, like, if you can find it, 25 or 624 remix or something. I wonder if it's
alternate version.
Yeah, let's try that.
Getting an ad. What is that even about? Do you know what that?
Yeah. Well, this, if you watch the documentary, you'd know. Here it is.
Oh God. Twenty-one views on this one.
Yeah, yeah, sounds good. Everybody loves that kind of music.
Only for the where to stay. Bagadum-bum, bagadum-bum.
Searching for
something to say.
Man, that's bad.
Yeah, that was a big miss.
Like, and why?
Why bother, right?
I mean, it's like Duran Duran's popular. I guess we should take our hit song
looking
and
for the hits.
Make it sound like that.
They're just looking for the hits. Record again, gang, gang, gang.
Wow.
Looking for the rendezvous. listening. Anyways, how was your break, Doug? How was your holiday? We haven't even talked about that yet.
Oh, it was nice. I drove to Colorado
for that free weed.
And then I came back here, and the free weed was back here.
Oh, shit, man. You should just stay put.
Drove out there on a road trip in my van, slept in the van on the way out. It's fun. Hit two blizzards, and I survived.
I go for blizzard right now from Dairy Queen.
How about yours, Tim? What'd y'all do?
I went down to up to Montana. I went to Montana.
You might have had some colder weather than I had. I had some cold weather, but you must have had colder than me.
It was cold as shit, man. It was like freezing cold. But it felt good to be out there in that crisp, beautiful mountain air. And what we did was my sister and her one-year-old and her my brother-in-law, they live out there, see? And
do something with horses or?
Oh, no, they just kind of live. He's got a job doing
off the fat of the land.
No, he's got a regular old job. She writes books and raises a child. So I said, I got nothing to do this during Christmas to New Year's. I got nothing. I wanted to go somewhere. Why don't we, with my mother and my son and daughter and wife, we go and surprise my sister on Christmas Day. So that's what we done did. And it was a huge, huge hit, man. I told my brother-in-law, I said, this is what I'm going to do just to make sure you know on it and you can help and get us out there and all that. So we did that. Yep. And we knock on them door on Christmas Day and said, we all here. Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And she, of course, was blown away, was very, very surprised. Of course, then she had house guests for the next 5 days that she wasn't expecting. But we all help around, and we cook and clean and do all the things that you need to do. So I was in that part, and my daughter was out there playing in them snows. And
you got any biscuits for sale in there?
He's dying.
I reckon I'll help me some of the big ones.
What a stupid what a arcane reference, huh? Aaron from Indianapolis, you are about to be unmuted. Aaron. Oh, Aaron, where you got born?
I read the Bible quite a bit.
Oh, hi, Aaron. How are you? Aaron flew the coop. No, Alex. Let's try Alex. Alex from Boston?
Yes, ma'am.
That's me.
Hey, Alex, coming in loud and clear.
Oh, yeah. It got snow up to my knees here in Boston. This is crazy.
Oh, my God. Well, I've got
a nightmare.
I've got an important message I need to play before we get to take this call. Can you hold one sec while I get this message going?
If you write anything on your computer,
you got it,
baby. All right, stand by.
I write pretty much.
Hit the mute button for a sec.
Here we go.
All right, music fans, welcome back again to the Real Music Observer. It's Dave observing real music in real time for real people, just like you right there and this guy here. So the Eagles, on their 40th anniversary of Hotel California, still have a Don Felder problem.
That's the headline, folks.
Don Felder?
We have an issue. The Eagles have a Don Felder problem. Let's hear what the problem is.
Now, the reason I say this, and all of you Vince Gill enthusiasts, you'll be throwing tomatoes at your screen. That's fine.
It's fine with us.
I'm okay with it as long as the tomatoes don't actually physically hit me.
So we're okay with tomatoes as long as they don't physically hit me. Let's hear some more.
In which case, it would be a great video. Look, Felder helped compose almost the entire Hotel California song.
Okay, so here's what he's saying, that Don Felder from the Eagles basically composed the entire song.
Which one is
Hotel
Don,
California?
Which one's Don Felder?
Well, Don Felder was in the Eagles.
Which
hold
the
on,
music
let,
part?
Let's play this.
He gave him a music bed. They sang over the bed. Henley and Fry composed the lyrics. Great lyrics. Great song. Glenn, unfortunately, has passed on.
Right. So just, I mean, to be clear, Matt, this is the Real Music Observer. It's on YouTube. It's the Eagles Still Have a Don Felder Problem is the name of the video. What he's saying is that the Eagles, that Don Felder basically created the music for the famous song Hotel California. Let's let him finish up.
Felder still to this day hasn't been invited back to the band. Yeah, I know he wrote a tell-all book. I know the book had a lot of juicy stuff in there. By the way, much of which came out in the Eagles documentary.
Right.
At least,
let me just stop there for a sec.
Anyone's still listening to this show?
Well, I'm sorry.
I know your listeners all love the Eagles.
No, I'm just
your
doing,
fans are
I'm
just
doing something that I see on a lot of these podcasts and stuff, like
right.
Where you play something and stop it.
Oh,
and,
okay, yeah, yeah. But, let me stop you right there.
Let me
stuff about all the drugs and the party
right.
And all that stuff was pretty much. You know, how do you avoid talking about that?
Yeah, I hate to interrupt, but. All right, I won't do it. But it's funny to me. You don't care. Alex, you there?
I'm here.
Well, how can I help you today?
Well, you know, that Don Felder guy's a real knucklehead, if you ask me,
see,
right off the bat.
Conversation.
Yeah, definitely. I'm always, you know, I'm a big fan of Joe Walsh. He's my favorite from that band.
Oh, man, give me some Walsh right now, Doug.
What did Felder play in the band?
He was a guitarist.
Guitarist, rhythm guitar. I mean, yeah.
French fried potatoes.
Very good. But so you sign off on that Chicago documentary.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing groundbreaking or, like, it's not great or anything, but I liked it. I liked those guys. Interesting career. They're terrific musicians.
Sure, yeah, because I checked out the Eagles documentary, which is, like, 3 hours long.
Fantastic.
That's pretty good, even though I'm not too crazy about the band.
No, it's
but,
fantastic.
Good insight.
Yeah,
yeah, and there's that George Harrison one on there now too. I think
that's
it's
great.
The Scorsese one,
yeah.
The
Scorsese.
Material World or whatever.
Scorsese.
Yeah.
Who says
is that
Scorsese?
Him? Scorsese.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have some respect for my people, my paisanos.
Oh, grazie. But anyway, yeah, that George Harrison one was pretty lame too. I thought it didn't really touch on anything more than you could have found out. Literally anywhere else, like Wikipedia or anything like that. So it's just,
yeah,
it's about the home videos they showed and the scenes.
They're essentially electric press kits. You know, they're EPKs.
Yeah.
I'll watch them all. Like Doug says,
yeah.
they're certainly are coming with the express endorsement of the artist or the artist's family. They're not going to push anything too controversial.
What I want. I want that juice.
Do you though? I mean, maybe George Harrison's life was kind of boring. It sounded like the guy just gardened and meditated and chanted and did some drugs and made some good music, made some bad music. You know what I mean? Like maybe there isn't that much of a arc there. Anyways,
when you put it that way, Tim.
I'm always right.
Maybe you're right.
I'm always.
You are definitely 100%. Actually, I have a question for Mr. Pound.
Yes,
Mr. Pound, I actually sent some music to you via email. This was months ago.
That went in the trash.
Play on, and it went right in the trash.
Right in the trash.
Where it belongs. But you actually played it on your pound cast.
Were you compensated for that?
No, that's actually why I'm calling. I need that check now. Need it today. Kind of hurting over here. No, I'm just kidding, man. I don't want money. I want you to just enjoy my music. But
what was it called? Can you refresh me?
Yeah, it was like a Miami bass song. It was about eating fruit and being healthy. Fruit and veggies, actually. But it was like sort of dirty.
Done in the Miami bass style. Very cool.
Yeah, exactly. It was done like in the Two Live Crew style. And actually, I was wondering, have you played that for Brent? Or if you could, that would be nice. I know he appreciates that music, and it's got like butts and poo-poo in it too, so I know he's into that.
Well, wasn't he on the show when I played it?
No, it was Johnny Pemberton and some other guest, or host, I should say. Johnny Pemberton actually said it was a hate song, or I don't think he really was accusing
right.
it. But.
Right. Listen, this is another day. This is a discussion for another day.
You see, there's rules with office hours. You can't talk about anything related to me.
I gotta
or
get
my other pound cast.
I gotta get a timer going.
Tim checks out.
No, I was.
So you have 5 seconds to get it in.
I check my email.
You know what? I'll send listener. I'll send it to Brent if I can remember.
All right, cool. I'll send you more music.
Waiting for the certain. Do voice chat, do these, are there new, let's try Tom. Let's try,
Who's there? Hello.
Tom in Oklahoma City. Tom in Oklahoma City.
Tom, Oklahoma.
Ooh, this is cool. Service electric cable. That seems like a service electric cable.
Hello.
Hey. Are you ready?
Very nice to meet you.
Are you, where are you calling from? Allentown?
What's up, service?
This is from Allentown. Service like electric cable TV.
I would like to present you with a song. Are you ready for this? Doug?
I'm waiting
for it. Clear the floor. Are you ready for this, Service Electric TV? We were the first to lead the way. The pioneering spirit is still with us today. Channel after channel, we bring you more, more of what you want to see. Here on Service Electric.
Service Electric Cable TV. Beautiful.
That's the Service Electric Cable TV jingle that played every day in our house. I could sing it, you know. I
mean, how many people? You with my sister, like it was, you know, the Eagles song.
You checking out channel 69 these days? What's going on over there?
Oh, 69.
Is that your UHF channel?
WFMZ, yeah.
Huh?
There was a WFMZ channel 69. Is that right? Or are you just on the internet now? You're just all about the internet. You don't care about WFMZ, WZZO.
Service Electric, what's your question or comment?
How can I help you today?
Kink song. You don't do favors. Maybe top three.
Kink songs?
Yeah, you could go Australia. You could go Shangri-La.
I got to put Shangri-La high up there.
I think so, too. Both from Arthur, by the way.
Yes, Arthur's. I mean, there's so many. I don't even know where to start. Waterloo Station.
Sunset, sure.
Waterloo Sunset, I mean.
What about Yoda?
Yeah.
How about this one? Pictures of You.
There's some bands, though, that the satire doesn't play over. If I try to play it to, like, my 18-year-old sister.
She don't care.
The random. What's he singing about? He's singing about the man that's dressed up nicely or whatever that song is, you know?
Oh, he's a well-respected man about
well-respected man, right?
Doing the things that he's waiting on a sunny afternoon.
Well, that one plays well. That's pretty popular.
And, of course, Wonder Boy. So many. I love this song. You know, this is like an unloved Kink song, but I think it was just a single.
Demolition?
No, God's Children.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is so great. Listen to this song, Doug.
The buildings that reach for the sky.
Originally for a movie.
Yes.
Percy.
But here, this is when he kicks in. Ray Davis, the genius.
But he didn't make the flowers and he didn't make the trees. And he didn't make you, and he didn't make me. And he's got no right to turn us into machines.
Come on!
Oh, he's got no right at all. Because we are all God's children.
And then this is maybe the best. This is the classic.
Show me.
Oh, come on, brother. Oops. It's a weird mix. All right, that's enough of the Kinks. Number one group.
So I was at your special. When is that going to be released? You got any dates?
Not yet, though. I just looked at the... What did you think of it? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, so much fun.
Yeah, I just looked at a first cut of it, and it looked good. I was impressed and happy with it, happy the way it came out.
Is the music portion, was that just for us, or is that actually
going to
be a part
of it? No, we've included it in the cut. We cut a little bit of it, but we're...
completely changed character.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way it goes. Like, it's a little weird at first, and then you just kind of accept it once the song starts.
Well, you're one of the few people that can really pull off from satire to yourself, and you're just you really know how to play your characters and stuff.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much, Service Electric, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Oh, what happened here? Oh, I gotta do that. I gotta say, are you happy with this service, Doug?
It's a big step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Don't think the callers know when they're like kind of.
Mr. Senor? Mr. Senor from Costa Rica?
See, I think that's the problem is like, okay, say there's 100 in the queue. There's nothing tipping them off that like, oh, you're up next or anything.
But they can wake up. Hey, Mr. Senor.
Senor.
Mr. Senor. Are you there, Mr. Senor? Where are you, Mr. Senor?
Senor.
Hello. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you guys?
Good. You calling in from Costa Rica, ladies and gentlemen. We are so excited to have you.
Is he really, or is he just saying that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you guys know that you guys have fans here, but there's some of us here.
What are you doing in Costa Rica?
What are you doing in Costa Rica? You live there?
Just zip lining around.
I'm from here.
Oh, hey, what should I move to Costa Rica or not?
I don't know. Do you like? I would say you should come here on vacation, but not maybe come here to live here.
I need a yes. I mean, listen. What else am I going to do? I can't keep living here.
Where are you guys right now?
Glendale, California.
Oh,
I got to get to that. I got to just disappear. It's like whatever happened to Tim Heidecker.
Tim, you know what you could do is like a Weird Al thing where they take Hotel California and make it be Glendale, California.
Welcome to the Hotel
Glendale, California.
That would suck.
That'd be so funny. That'd be so funny.
Oh, man. Think of all the possibilities. I was actually in Costa Rica when I was in right after college. I went there for a little bit. It's beautiful.
Oh, really? Where do you go?
I don't remember. The beach, you know.
Beach.
Come
like,
on!
Beaches
I know, but beach. How don't the jungle, the beach, I don't remember, man. It's been so long. I have pictures. I don't remember, man. I don't keep a diary, man. So listen.
I'll remember that.
Listen, how can I help you today, baby? Do you have a question?
Mr. Senor.
Sorry. You got me. You caught me off guard. I was waiting for a call.
Oh. Do you not want to talk?
Do you guys know any Spanish?
Poquito.
Un poquito. Maybe I could do, I don't know. Have you guys maybe thought about dubbing Team American Spanish?
No, we don't know how to. It's out of our control, man. We don't own that shit. It's the only problem.
You don't own it?
We can't just drop everything we're doing and dub it in Spanish just because.
Just forget it, man.
I'm gonna remember that.
Is that a Brett sample? Listen, Mr. Senor, I would love to come see you in Costa Rica, okay? You dropped.
Congratulations on making it to Nesh. To one of the top three places to live.
I know, that's why I want to get there.
That's what National Geographic said.
All right, Nikki, wake up. Nikki from Chicago. Nikki, wake up. Nikki. Nikki Snakes from Chicago, the group Chicago. Are you there, Nikki?
Nikki.
Hey, Nick. Nikki Snakes from Chicago. Wake up, bud. No, Nikki. No, Nikki, you're not fine. You disappoint me all the time. Fuck you, Nikki.
Bird.
All right. Well, what about Riley from Chicago? I want to talk to somebody from Chicago so we could talk about Riley. Hello, Riley.
You have a story.
Riley. So everyone
went
quiet.
Every story needs an audience.
What you could do, Tim, is like tip off the next people in line. Say,
Yeah, Tim, you can still hear me, huh? It's Jackson again.
Hey, yeah.
We're encompassing.
I'm going to try Michelle in Detroit. Michelle?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Michelle, are you there? Michelle, are you
there?
What's
up, guys?
Yeah, I guess everyone's kind of like gone on to other things in their life.
I'm happy for you.
Anyone there? Oh,
no.
Maybe you can check the Discord chat and see if some of these more active people want to talk.
Yeah, that's true. Where's Aaron?
Aaron, are you there?
You get Aaron back.
Aaron.
Absolutely not.
Hey, Aaron.
Looks like Riley's back.
Aaron?
Absolutely not. Paul Rudd a few weeks ago, and he was talking about you quite a bit.
Say that again.
I ran the Paul Rudd a few weeks ago in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
And he showed everyone your Trump album on his phone.
He showed everyone? What do you mean everyone?
Well, we were at a bar. And he had
I like this caller because he just went right into it. He's not like, how you doing, blah, blah, blah.
He had his whole crew there.
Who's in his crew? Like, run it down for us. Who's his squad?
Well, there's Thomas, his assistant.
Okay, squad. And then
there's this pretty girl that was like an assistant director.
Of course.
And then there was a magician there, this really, really awesome magician he had with him.
He just travels around with a magician?
Well, the magician is part of the Ant-Man crew.
Oh, that's what you'd like to call movie magic.
He's what makes them
smart.
And so
I was asking him about you.
Well, I'm a good friend of Paul's. I don't want to say good friend, but I enjoy him. We've always had a nice rapport. I don't see him very often, but when I do, it's always like he came to our show in Atlanta because they were shooting there. You were backstage, Doug. He's one of the most gregarious, nice, like just good people, as they say.
He was awesome. Yeah. It was like pure magic being around him. He was such a cool guy.
He's a true movie star.
Yeah, and he said you have a really small office in Glendale.
It's not a small office. Fuck you. Fuck him. Fuck him, Paul. Fuck you, Paul.
He said small?
I'll tell him that.
He said small?
First of all, he's never been to this office. I don't know what he's talking about.
This is a big place.
This is a fucking complex.
This is Paul Rudd's fake news.
This is an unbelievable slight by Paul Rudd on me. And he's going to hear from me and my attorneys.
You son of a bitch.
Paul Rudd he's got a cease and desist this lying and this defamation of character. What he's doing is he's going all around San Francisco, Atlanta, wherever he is, and he's just besmirching my reputation. Small office. Fuck him! This office is the size of a goddamn airplane hangar, and we've got kids coming in and out, and there's TV shows being made, and I'll tell you this.
You fucking cunt.
Pathetic Paul! I call him Pathetic Paul because all he cares about is the size of my office. Let me tell you this, Paul. You don't even have an office. You're a little monkey. You're a little clown that everyone wants to string up like a puppet. My office is the size of a bigger than Disney, son of a bitch. Pathetic Paul's got to go away. Rotten Rudd. That's who I'm talking about now. Rotten Rudd has gotten under my skin. He's got to stop this abuse because I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting tired of the abuse.
Fuck, man.
But you know what? He did say you squeeze a lot out of that small office.
Oh, fuck him. I squeeze a goddamn juice. I'm Tropicana squeezing juice. I got a goddamn juice bag. I got an orchard here.
Fuck you all.
I got a goddamn orchard.
Who am I?
Nicholson. Minute Maid over here with the juice.
I got a goddamn orchard here.
We spill more juice than most offices make in a year.
All right. Well, thanks for the update on Paul Rudd.
You're welcome, Tim.
All the best. This is what happens. I do these damn shows and I ruin my whole day.
Best caller of the night.
He's great. We got a few more callers lined up here. Axel?
Hey! Who the fuck are you, Tim?
Hey.
Calling from Sweden.
Hello.
Or Sweden.
Hello.
I won't do the fucking accent. It's so mean. So
I like
obnoxious.
I like it.
You're wondering.
Sorry?
Yes.
What were you wondering?
I'm wondering if is there any way for you to keep track of your fans around the world? Do you know how many you have?
I've got GPS trackers on all of you. And at night, I have a big control board, big giant monitor. And I see the beeping, and I don't sleep. I just stare. I watch you guys move around the country. I got my eyes on you. I'm going to send drones, drop bird shit on you. You see these new drones now? Doug, they've got these new drones that you can put little balloons of bird shit in there. And you could fly over cars or people and drop little pellets of bird shit on people.
You mean it's just called a bird, I think.
Ah. Aha. Uh-huh.
Birds are the original drone. Nature's drone.
No, I get a sense from doing this show more than anything, I think, that there are pockets, there are kids, people, adults, whoever, out there in the greater world who have access to the internet, can see our stuff, and, you know.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice to, I'm always blown away by it, that people in, we've had callers from Israel and Japan and Costa Rica and Sweden, you name it. I think we've hit.
Nice.
I'm trying to think if we've hit every continent. We probably haven't had anybody from Antarctica call in, but we've certainly had South America.
Bad reception in Antarctica, so.
Right. But we've had everything. I'm going to go through it. North America, South America, yes. Europe, most certainly. Asia, definitely. And I believe here in Africa, I believe we've had some calls in from, South Africa, at least. That's part of Africa, the continent. So we're doing tremendous work. Tremendous.
Global outreach.
It's a global presence.
Because I'm also wondering if you have, like, chance that you ever would come here and do, like, a show in any of the Scandinavian countries.
Well, like we said earlier, I'm craving it.
I would love to. I don't know. I don't know who to talk to about that.
Maybe we could get a poll on like the On Cinema Facebook page, and people can sign up.
Hey, listen, if I get 10,000 people that want me to come to Sweden, I'll go. But I don't think I'm going to get.
I have a question. How do you know about?
Doug's got a question.
You might have to ask him because he can't hear me. But how does he know? How is he aware of you?
How did you become aware of this? Of me or our work?
But also. You're pretty well known here in Sweden.
I mean, is Adult Swim on TV there?
Or is it on TV or is it just the internet?
Oh, no, that's a fucking hassle. It's so hard to watch shows.
Right.
Like but the internet. And whatever.
Yeah.
They're available for like a day.
I know.
Or so.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's really hard.
I'm sorry. Steal it. Who cares anymore?
I kind of have to.
You got to. It's more important that you see it than anything else. Of course, I can't say that to my American friends because there's many opportunities and many ways for you to support the work through, you know, not necessarily always going to be free, but stop expecting everything to be handed to you in a silver platter for free. Pay for things. My international folks, it's incredibly difficult.
Freedom
I encourage you
dies.
To get what you need, how you need to get it. That's what you need to get.
Freedom.
Listen, folks, this has been a really remarkable start to 2018 for the office hours. Community. We've engaged through two major social media platforms. One is, of course, Facebook. That's been working without a hitch, I believe. I think we're still live on Facebook. Oh, maybe not. I don't know. Is it not going live anymore? Let's see. Are we not live? It's hard to say.
Working without a hitch.
Oh, it is live. and then we're using Discord, folks. So if you're listening on the podcast, I don't know how to tell you how to do this, but you can search Discord and maybe let's bring back one more time Jackson if you're still there. Jackson?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Thank you again for sticking with us today and for setting this up. And I'll tell you something. Doug, do you have any celebratory music?
It's because Jackson if you're nasty.
I think we can turn test office hours into office hours. I think we can do that. Don't you think?
Big day. I think so. It's working out well.
It is working out well. I encourage everybody to share the link to this server, to the Discord. There's some longtime callers I have not heard from today, specifically talking about Phil Braun. I have not seen Phil Braun in here. I don't know where he is. if he's listening, get on to the new world here. We've got this beautiful Discord, and I want to use this Discord maybe for my private use too, because it seems like you can do conference calls in here. You know what I mean?
It's pretty great.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if you can set up on your timheidecker.com, maybe you can do a /office hours where people can see your Feral link, your Discord link, and your Facebook
That's
link.
A good idea. I will set that up today.
Okay, cool.
I'm very happy. And now, the only question I have for you is, where is... I wonder if I just do this right, the whole show, just in Discord, and take Facebook out of the loop.
You know, I think the only limitation to that is hardly as many people have Discord.
Right.
You want some sort of bigger platform. Maybe you could do YouTube or Twitch even.
This music sucks. It's driving me nuts. Thank you, guys. And listen, we'll try it again next week. If you only use Discord, people will leave, says Aaron. Now, I won't just use Discord, but it's a tremendous way for people to call in, and I love the chat. And now there's two chats going on. Everybody, by the way, one more thing about the podcast. I've been told that everything's kind of staying the same. I know there was some problem with the guy that ran it, the guy that was in here last time we did the show, Dustin. Turns out he's got a lot of problems. I'll just say that. Just got another one of these guys you want to sort of step away from. Say, all the best. Hope everything works out for you, but don't talk to me ever again. But I guess Feral or whatever is going to maintain their network. And it's gonna be so great. You're gonna get the podcast how you like it. You can call in Discord. You can do what you want. All right, thanks again, folks. What a wonderful way to begin the year talking to all of you. I wish you all the best. And I wish you all the best. Yes, I wish you all the best. We'll go out with a little Kinks and whatever Doug's playing. We'll mix that together. Oh, we gotta go back.